You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Mike Tenura is now here from T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Hey, good afternoon to you, Mike. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure being here, Todd.
Well, let's start here in the Midwest. Can you tell me what weather conditions will be like for harvest of corn and soybeans over the next 7 days?
Well, we're going to see a few showers today and tonight, and then we'll see another batch of rain move through Saturday and Sunday. But the batch of rain Sunday, while heavy for a couple of locations, will generally be fairly light and sporadic. Only a swath or two of significant rainfall will occur. So for the most part, we're not looking for too many problems related to harvest over the next several days. And then we dry out for a couple more days early next week.
And then after that, do things change?
Well, things do change Tuesday and Wednesday. The problem is that we'll see our first in a series of systems move through. Those will have more humidity to work with than the ones that move through over the next couple of days. And because of that, we will see some heavier rainfall. We should see some thunderstorms as well. And because of that, we're looking for half of an inch to an inch of rain between Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, primarily from Illinois and points to the east. And then we should see another similar system move through just a couple of days after that. That second one, though, will affect a wider area. So as we move through next week, conditions for harvesting will deteriorate, but we're not going to see a whole lot of rain until we get to that point.
Any worries developing in South America at this point?
Not at this time. It's been pretty wet in Brazil, and it looks to stay wet. The same story exists in Paraguay. And if you look at Argentina, although Argentina has a few dry pockets in their wheat belt, it's going to start raining here over the next 5-6 days. And then we look for some stronger systems to move through over the course of late next week and then into the following week. So there's really not a whole lot to talk about in Argentina, Brazil, or Paraguay. The way it looks now is that we're looking at a fairly ideal start to their growing season, with a lot of rainfall that's needed in Brazil to improve that soil moisture for planting. And then we're also starting to see some regular rains develop in Argentina. And that was a problem throughout the entire growing season last year, where we never saw these types of rain. But here we are in October, and we're starting to see them again.
How concerned are you about conditions on the ground in Europe as it's related to the winter crops from Western Europe all the way through Russia?
Well, there's a major drought in place across the EU. It's fairly impressive when you look at some of the data that we collect in-house. But over the last 90 days, about 70% of the rapeseed and winter wheat crop in the European Union is being afflicted by drought. The same story exists in Russia and Ukraine. And that whole region there is pretty much the wheat belt for the entire world. So all of them are experiencing drought. Now, at least as of the last few days, things have changed a little bit. We saw some rain yesterday and today in those key areas of Russia. And the forecast is a little bit wetter in the EU going forward, especially in Poland and the central areas. But the key states, or key countries, I should say, in the EU are France, Germany, and then into Poland and the UK. And for France and Germany, while there will be some rain here and there, we're not going to see a drought buster, and we're going to more than likely start the winter here in a pretty significant drought.
Hey, thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome.
That's Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Thursday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Do look us up, listen to us on demand, online at willag.org.